Talk about a sore throat. The annual World Stinging Nettle Eating Championship takes place today at a pub in England. Contestants from all over the planet will gather at the Bottle Inn in the Dorset village of Marshwood to eat as many of the thorny weeds as they can in an hour. But they have quite an example to strive for. Nobody has yet beaten the record held by Simon Slay, because in 2002, Mr. Slay ate 76 feet of stinging nettles. Simon Slay joins us now from his home in Hawkchurch, Devon. Mr. Slay, thanks so much for being with us.
No, you're more than welcome.
Why would a human being eat a stinging nettle?
Well, I've been asked that question many times, actually. And the way I look upon it is that I think every man needs a hobby.
Stamp collecting, Mr. Slay. Cricket. Lots of men cook these days, but stinging nettles?
Yeah, okay. But so my cooking's not up to scratch. So I chose something that I can eat raw, and it comes free from the hedgerows.
What's it taste like?
It tastes disgusting.
Oh, boy, what a fun hobby this is so far.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because it's so disgusting, you think it can't really be that disgusting. So you persevere with it to see how much you can actually eat. And the more you eat, the more you realize you were right in the first place. It is disgusting.
Does it burn? Does it scratch?
Well, it certainly stings, but because it's called a stingy nettle for a good reason.
Have you eaten one since you won the contest in 2002?
No, I haven't, no. No, it was a phase of my life I was going through. I think I was going through some sort of herbal crisis. And so by confronting the crisis I was going through by eating these nettles, it helped me through. And now I've come out the other side. And to be honest, I'm a much better human being as a consequence.
How extensive is this contest?
Well, it's growing year by year. I mean, it started probably a good 15 years ago now. And it was just literally two people competing against one another. And now, last year, there was 65 competitors, and we had to turn some away. So it's become a sort of like a global institution.
As the reigning champion of stinging nettles consumption, in a sense, your world mark is at stake every time one of these contests rolls around.
Absolutely, absolutely.
How would you feel about your mark?
Well, if you had asked me the same question maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I'd have said, you know, if anybody beats my record, then I'll defend myself against that person in the following year. But to be honest, you reach an age in life where you think, well, I don't really give a damn if somebody beats me.
You've had your moment on the world stage.
I have. Absolutely right. And I feel perhaps somebody else should step into that mark and with new rigor, new enthusiasm, and a new sort of enlightenment and take this movement forward.
Mr. Slay, I want to thank you very much for being with us.
You're more than welcome. And have a nice day, as you say over there.
And also to you.
Thank you very much.
Simon Slay, who is the reigning world champion of stinging nettle eating. This is NPR News.